Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
On a recent family trip to Yosemite National Park, I stood at the base of a towering giant, one of the ancient sequoia trees that have watched over those forests for centuries. As sunlight filtered through the dense canopy, I was struck not only by their size, but their silent, steadfast presence. And there was something humbling about standing beneath them, as if they whispered lessons about life, growth, and resilience, if only we listened. Sequoia trees, by their very nature, are driven to grow. Genetically wired to stretch skyward, they compete fiercely for sunlight in dense forest ecosystems. They grow fast and tall, sometimes reaching over 300 feet, towering above their neighbors. And this relentless pursuit of light allows them to dominate their environments, capturing the attention and admiration of everyone who walks beneath them. Yet for all their grandeur, sequoias are not invincible. Now, despite their enormous trunks and centuries-old bark, sequoias can fall, often not from age, but because of what lies beneath. Their roots are actually surprisingly shallow for such tall trees. They spread wide, but not deep. When a violent storm hits, or when soil erosion or disease affects the root system, even these mighty trees can topple. They fall, not because they're tall, but because their foundations, what anchors them, become weak or compromised. To me, that's a sobering metaphor, especially when viewed through the lens of leadership. In business and life generally, some leaders, like sequoias, are driven by an inner fire to rise quickly, to dominate and to stand above the rest. They strive for visibility, success, and glory, often in highly competitive environments. Now, from the outside, they appear strong, visionary, and powerful. They command attention. They become the face of organizations, the name behind empires. But here's the catch. Like the sequoia, height without depth is actually a dangerous combination. When leaders grow rapidly but neglect to root themselves in character, you know, humility, empathy, integrity, accountability, they actually become very vulnerable. The storms of leadership inevitably come: financial crises, team conflict, public criticism, strategic failures. And when those storms hit, it's not the outer image that sustains them, it's their internal grounding. Without a deep root system of values, they falter, they fall. Now, we've all seen it, haven't we? The CEO who was once celebrated on magazine covers, only to be disgraced by a scandal. The visionary entrepreneur who inspired millions, but behind closed doors sowed a toxic culture. They shot up like sequoias, but fell just as fast, and often with far-reaching consequences. As I walked the grove in Yosemite, holding my wife's hand and gazing up at those ancient trees, I thought about what it really means to be a giant. True greatness isn't just about reaching high. It's about staying grounded. It's about slow, deliberate growth, anchored in something deeper than ambition. And interestingly, the healthiest sequoias often grow into groves, not alone. They interlock root systems with neighboring trees, providing mutual support and stability. And in community, they thrive, whereas in isolation, they're more susceptible to falling. There's a profound leadership lesson here too. Even the strongest need others. Leaders who surround themselves with wise counsel, with teams who challenge and support them, are far more resilient than those who try to stand tall on their own. So what do sequoias teach us? They teach us that growth is natural, but staying grounded is intentional. That storms are inevitable, but deep roots make survival possible. That standing tall is impressive, but standing strong is transformational. You know, as I left that forest, that beautiful forest of Yosemite, I carried with me more than just photographs. I carried a renewed sense of what kind of leader our world needs. Not just one who climbs, but one who lasts. Not just one who shines, but one who shelters. Not just independently glorious, but interdependently minded. Like the mighty sequoia, leaders rise, but only remain if well rooted.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.